Shalom, everyone. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. I've got to say a few things here before the sermon. Of course, the great Kohan Benjamin just talked about it some, but of course, what is taking place here today is and has started quite a while ago, quite a few years back in the training period, in the training periods of Yahweh's house, the many steps forward that He has taken to bring you here and train you. Just bringing you here was, it started years and years ago. And, of course, bringing you to a place that is prepared to teach you, think of the training this took place, the preparations that took place in order to be able to teach you the peaceful solution character education. Yeshua, when he taught his disciples, of course, for many years, he had 12. He had day-to-day contact with them, just about. And of course, that day-to-day contact, he was able to example them and literally correct them on the spot in the training. So it wasn't like he was gathering them from all over the world as Yahweh did in these last days in gathering you. One of a country, one of a city, two of a country, I believe one of the apostles put it that way for these last days. And of course, in each one of you, there had to be preparations made thousands of years ago to have you here today. But that's the mind of Yahweh working. Of course, our job that He's given us, that He trained us for, is to teach this character education. And each one of you was brought here for that purpose, to teach you what Yeshua said to His disciples, "My peace I give to you," or "I have given to you." Of course, that's just an empty phrase to the world, like hocus pocus, diddly docus, I'll smack my magic wand and here you'll have peace. It didn't come quite that easy. In fact, there was frustration, there was labor, galore meals to prepare, hungry mouths to feed, experiences to take place, scattered here and there. If you read all the troubles that Yeshua went through in training the 12, and you think about the job that we're going through right now. But of course, what I want to impress upon you is that He brought you here for a reason. And that reason is to learn the peaceful solution. If you have children, you're actually obligated to teach the peaceful solution. He lays it on you. Now, we have the facilities here for you and the teachers here for you, but still it's up to the parents to teach at home, to build up in the child's mind. No, this is where you need to be. You don't need to be out in the world. You need to be right here. And I praise Yahweh. And of course, to build the house of Yahweh up in the child's mind to where that child will never want to leave it. I was so impressed with one of our commercials about the peaceful solution, because we had three generations that started. And I can remember when the man first darkened the door to my office. He was a young man then. he's aged quite a bit since that time, But it was shortly after we moved from the mobile sanctuary that we started with to the property in Abilene, where we built the sanctuary that is now a press room, and furnishing all the supplies that goes out to the world right now. And of course, this man, he took it serious, and he's trained. He trained himself. He trained his children, and of course now they're training their children, and their wives, and like Yahweh says, and in the peaceful solution. But think of the preparation, and then think of someone who comes to the house, and he stays for a while, as Yahshua said, and then Yahweh gives him gifts and trains him and more gifts and more gifts. Then he takes those gifts and goes to the world with them. Should Yahweh allow a person like that in their kingdom? Think about it. You know, are you really sure you want your child to be out there in the world? Is that, are you sure? I mean, even a fool right now could see the world sinking, brother. I'll show you some of that if I get time. But Yahweh says, Yahshua says, and remember this. He said, my peace should have been translated, I have given to you. Of course, this was a training. The training that's been going on here at the house of Yahweh. Some have latched on to it. Others have dismissed it, gone to drinking parties, smoking parties, whatever. Of course, each person is being judged for what they do with what is offered here at Yahweh's house. I could tell you, I wouldn't want anyone to lust for it, but very soon now, the house of Yahweh teachers will probably be the most highly paid people in the world. Yeah. It's already being talked about in certain governments of hiring you. believe it or not, it is. It's being talked about as hiring teachers from the house of Yahweh to actually, you know, what we've told them, we don't have that amount of teachers, so it would have to be a circuit-like thing that we could perform. We could perform this kind of operation like the prophet Samuel had, and where he went to one tribe after another. That didn't work so well with those who had already turned against Yahweh. And of course, Yahweh said they were here from the beginning. They were here like this when I brought them out of Egypt. That this frame of mind was in them to leave my house, to leave you, to rise up against me in rebellion. So, and he said this to Samuel in 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, first 9 verses. He said, it was in them to do this evil. They are evil, and of course, they're just turning back to their evil and taking the gifts that Yahweh has given them with them. And of course, they'll use it for the evil purposes that you see is taking place in the world. That was the prophecy that he showed to Samuel. And of course, he showed this first to Abel. And Abel wrote it for Moshe and Abraham and so forth. Well, of course, in the feeding, I keep thinking of Yahshua and I keep thinking of Yahweh being a blessing on the Sabbath and how Yahweh has actually fed his people on the Sabbath and the feast days. And he made the Sabbath a delight to them. He actually made it to where it would be easy to sit and learn and to enjoy life while they were learning the peaceful solution. That took years and years to ever build up. We tried it and failed in the mobile home because I saw that it was needful And I would buy food galore and serve it in the mobile home on the Sabbath and trying to make, the Sabbath a delight that I saw what Yahweh did, you know, and I said, I want to do this. I saw what Yahshua did with his disciples, and I said, I want to do this. And, of course, we did it for a while, but it got to where myself and my family was the only ones that was doing it, so it became a burden, and it became impossible as the house grew. We tried it again in Abilene, and of course we couldn't make it. We didn't make it work there either. We outgrew it. It worked for a while, then we outgrew it. It is working now, and it's working to the point to where we have delicious, wholesome food to eat while praise Yahweh, filled with vitamins and minerals and. And Yahweh has supplied all of this, of course, by blessing the efforts of the people. Well, he supplied this training program, too. And, of course, you need to do this. If you just think and write this down and do it, you need to start with asking your child some questions and seeing where you're falling short. Ask your child, what is the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program? What will it do for the world? We'll give you a list of these later. You know, this is the questions that are being asked our priests right now as I speak, because they are teaching teachers right now as I speak. So several of them, about 4,000. They're teaching about 4,000 as I speak right now. quite a feat for a group as small as this right here. But that's what they're doing right now. They're out teaching and answering questions. Yes, our priest, our small priest, 6 and 7, 8 years old, priest, priestess. Getting ready, of course, to bring 2 billion people out of this world. I guess some thought it was going to be easy. We another magic wand wave and we'd have 2 billion people sitting in front of us and we'd be creating food with another magic wand over here and another one building and setting up tables with a magic wand, of course, no labor included. I don't know what we would have to work for if it was that way, but then we're told to work and work hard and hurry. Well, that's the okey way of putting it, but Yahweh tells us to work and get involved in the work. And of course, repent of what we've done in our past and start learning the peaceful solution. Well, when they have a elder standing here and a young priest, he's a big tall elder, and he's got a little priest here training to be a priest standing here by him. It's a way, about 3 or 4 foot tall, and the man stands there like this and he's looking in the elder's eye and he said, well, how is the peaceful solution going to stop bullying in the school? But he's looking at the priest. Well, here's a little guy down here. It says, let me answer that for you. it's quite impressive. Speaking of that, character education, it's being said, and it works, can actually stop obesity. And our small priest will tell you in 6 months, we can stop obesity in your schools just in 6 months' time. Everyone who applies themselves to the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program can work miracles. They can move mountains. The character education will show you how to not get fat and how to take it off if you got it. And it works. It works. I told the cook this morning, Hannah, would I have that article I was reading yesterday, because it was showing that there are certain elements for the brain and the building of body tissue. But what impressed me the most was the glands that prevent sugar diabetes. The elements for keeping that healthy is only found in red meat. They've never found it anywhere else. You know, and these are the blessings now that's coming to Yahweh's house. We don't think of it much, you know, till someone points out, hey, that stuff that you're eating out there in the world, I don't think I brought that article again with me, but someone in Abilene, I better tell you about it again, someone in Abilene bought some hamburger meat at some local markets somewhere. They didn't say which ones. They took them to Abilene Regional Hospital. This came out in Abilene Reporter News. Also came out in the, maybe not Abilene Reporter News, but it came on the television, reported on the television, and we got the article. The local news at 6 p.m. And Abilene Regional Hospital said, oh, man, there's a lot of stuff in here, bacteria of all kinds, E. coli, several different things. And one of them, the man, he wanted to be polite about it, but he said, you know, this one right here, you don't get this any place but from guts of men or animal. Showing what kind of stuff you had in your food bought in the local market. Now, I'm sure that was the only pound of beef that had that. I'm absolutely sure of that, you know. I mean, it just happened that they got one out of a million pounds here, and it had it in it. And there's no more out there. The rest of it's clean. Of course, that's pretty stupid to think that way. But that's the show that they want to put forth to you. Go ahead and buy it. I'm sure you won't get it. It won't be in your batch that you buy. But this peaceful solution, Yahweh shows, this is part of the training program for bringing you clean meals, of course, and clean food. And it's going to grow to where we will have this like it was in the Garden of Yahweh. This Garden of Yahweh that Yahweh had is an example that we are going to have one day soon, very soon. And the saying of Yahshua when he was talking to his disciples and he was talking to you at the same time, he said, when I call you up here, then Yahshua himself will come out and serve you. That's the example that Yahweh is teaching in the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. I want you to turn with me to Yochanan, the 14th chapter, and notice what the Savior said here. We'll get to the sermon here in just a little bit, but I've got to show you some of these things, because while the world is sinking, Yahweh has been preparing to offer the peaceful solution to all the world just before the end comes. Now, this is the last offer, of course, that he's going to make, but he is going to offer peace to the world, the same peace that Yahweh gave to his disciples. If you go back and start looking at his teaching of what Yahshua taught his disciples, you'll see what he said when he said, "My peace I have given to you." My peace. He got it direct from Yahweh. It's Yahweh's peace that he trained Yahshua in as he was bringing him up. He trained his father and mother before him, and he trained several that came up from Egypt out of the 12 tribes, Zebulun being one of the tribes that he chose in that area, but there was others that he also trained, other people that he trained from the tribes and brought them to Galilee, where Yahweh's work stayed and kept going. And of course, he trained them to do these things. So when Yahshua fed several thousand, he had it prepared to do so. It wasn't like he just took some bread and multiplied it right quickly and fed 7,000 people. Though they want to pretend that that's what it was. But it was like the garden of Yahweh, to where Yahshua actually had it prepared and teaching several thousand people in one day, one day's time. There was a lot of activity in Galilee at this time. This is what stirred up the trouble in Jerusalem, because a lot of people were going from Jerusalem to Galilee to hear this man that was prophesied to be the Savior, and they knew it. And if you could think of what went on after his death, then you can see why people were there, and we'll get into this in detail very soon, but why people were there from all the nations, including Rome, all that fourth part of the earth, all of the existing portions of the earth, and they were there the day that the gifts of the Spirit was offered. And it came in rushing like a mighty wind. Well, with all the work behind it, it did. In Yochanan 14, and notice verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave you, peace I leave to you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." That's almost a laugh, you know, with the peace that the world is giving. Because what were they doing back then? They were killing their enemies. It started with Abel, remember? That's the peace that Cain gave to the world, because he killed Abel. All the world has gone the way of Cain. Can you believe that? And you still want to be a part of it? Well, that's what you get when you leave the house of Yahweh. You get the way of Cain, which is death, and don't let Satan fool you, you're going to die. You're going to die in your sins, and you won't live again. Hellfire is the only thing that Yahshua says is facing you in Revelations 20, but he shows it throughout the Holy Scriptures also. But notice, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled now, neither let it be afraid. Yes, you are going to face dangers, he said, and don't worry about that. The world is not going to last that long. You're not going to last that long. You're here for a trial period. That's all. Well, finally, his disciples started believing that after so long a time. And let's be turning over to Matthew, the fourth chapter now. After so long a time, they started believing that. And let me read you something here right quickly. The peace that they're giving, not as the world gives, as Yahshua said, not as the world gives. Here's the peace that Cain is offering you out in the world. You know who's paying for this? You know who's paying for the bombs? Yeah, you know how they get the money to build these bombs? You know why the schools, I know Yahweh's explained it to you if you caught it. If you were here and you heard the tree fall, you'll know, you heard the sound, you know what I'm talking about. But the schools of higher learning was invented to put people to work to make money for corporations to bring into their pockets to grow richer and make more jobs for people, so they could also get the taxes out of them, and they could buy their weapons or build their weapons and furnish and build their great armies and their vehicles to carry them. All of this stuff is coming from the taxes from the schools of higher learning. It won't be in the new world. Praise Yahweh. Well, here's the peace that Cain offers you today. The drums of war, Pentagon provokes, the Pentagon, yes, provokes new crisis with China. Now, if you've been watching the news here recently, or if you have the satellite station and you're watching at the bottom of the screen, you'll see this taking place. You'll see the news of it. It was on Press TV, Al Jazeera, I don't remember all of them. Someone called me last night and told me about it, or yesterday evening. So I went to where there was a television set and where the satellite was on, and I read it for myself. But I have a copy of it here also, somewhere in this pile. But on July the 6th, the writer, well, I don't want to read that whole thing. Let me go on, but that's what the article is about. Here it is on Al Jazeera yesterday evening, 7/23/2010, North Korea threatens sacred war, a sacred war. What is holy? What's holy about war? Well, that's what Cain, see, this is the trick they have. They call sodomy Kadosh. Kadosh is holy. It's righteous. But they name it that. They name their wars after they use holy words to name their wars. And of course, if the world today is no different than they were in Jeremiah's time, in Jeremiah 23, when he said to the priest that came out of Samuel's day, the children of the priest, and came on down and took Jerusalem by force and the temple by force and put up their God worship that is now called Catholic, of course. Those priests, of course, they are the ones that are teaching this right here. They taught it then. They taught kill your enemies, just like Cain. That's the peace that Cain is offering you in the world. North Korea threatens sacred war, using nuclear weapons anytime necessary if the U.S., tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow is the day for the U.S. and South Korea press ahead with naval drills in the Sea of Japan. North Korea is threatening to start the nuclear war that Yahweh has been holding back now for quite some time for the training of his people and the training of his people's children and so forth. Praise Yahweh. And we're offering that peace. Yahweh is offering that peace to the world right now. And the drums of war is sounding to rally to go to war. Press TV News ticker 7/23/10, West preparing to launch a new pay war against Iran. U.S. missile strike kills 11 in Pakistan, northwestern tribal belt. The U.S. is planning to attack two Arab countries. This is on Press TV. The U.S. is planning to attack two Arab countries in the region. Israel, another headline, Israel will intercept the Lebanese flotilla. North Korea threatens a nuclear deterrence in response to U.S. drills, which are scheduled to take place tomorrow. Another warning from BBC News, British Broadcasting Network. North Korea warns of nuclear sacred war, same one, except they give another a little bit more. North Korea says it will use its nuclear deterrent in response to joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises this weekend. The leader was ready to launch a retaliatory sacred war, the state-run Korean Central News Agency said, quoting defense officials. The war games, which began on Sunday, will involve the aircraft carrier USS George Washington, which I told you last week was headed in that direction. Well, they're there. 20 other ships and submarines, 100 aircraft, and 8,000 personnel. China has criticized the plans and warns against any action which might exacerbate regional tensions, but Japan is sending 4 military observers in an apparent endorsement of the drills. Maybe they're going to endorse it, maybe not. Maybe they're getting ready to attack the U.S. The U.S. announced on Wednesday that it was to impose new sanctions on North Korea aimed at halting nuclear proliferation and the import of luxury goods. Some of that you could take with a grain of salt, because while they're opposing nuclear proliferation, they are creating nuclear proliferation. North Korea exercises, this is CNN, Clinton, a peaceful resolution is possible only if North Korea changes its behavior. Expert Han Park says North Korean military should not be underestimated. They are dangerous, he says. North Korea demanded again Friday that it be allowed to conduct its own investigation into the sunken ship that the United States thinks or claimed that North Korea sank, that belonged to South Korea. The U.S. forces side would be seriously mistaken if it calculates it can browbeat North Korea through a large-scale war exercise. The state-run KCNA news agency said it would immediately stop the anti-North Korean nuclear war racket. This double-dealing attitude is a dangerous one of driving the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a war phase. That was KCNA. At the Asian meeting, nation after nation expressed deep regrets and concerns, offered condolences to South Korea. The exercises are to take place in the Sea of Japan on South Korea's east coast and the Yellow Sea on the west coast, according to a joint U.S. and South Korean statement. China has objected to war games in the Yellow Sea, so close to its coastline. In fact, China is one of the ones that they are claiming now is this axis of evil that has got the Pentagon scared, and they think for sure that we're going to see war begin, but they don't see an end to it, they're saying. China has objected to war games in the Yellow Sea, so close to its coastline, and that is what bothers North Korea as well, said a University of Georgia professor who returned 2 weeks ago from this 52nd trip to North Korea. Let's see. Well, that's the peace now that the world offers to you. And, of course, taking a part in the world is, especially when Yahweh has brought you out of the world and has made it possible for you to be a teacher and have your children teaching the peaceful solution to the world that Yahweh is offering right now. We'll go back now to chapter 4 of Matthias, and remember Yahshua's words, "My peace I give you. My peace I've given you," given his disciples. And look here at verse 8. Matthias 4 and verse 8. Now here is the devil, of course, and the devil is the one you belong to when you practice sin. Get it in your mind and try to judge yourself, and then you won't be judged. That is, if you will repent and convert to Yahweh. But get it in your mind what you're doing and what you're promoting in this time period right here. Get it in your mind what you're sending your children to. There's an opportunity to be a part of an everlasting kingdom here. Yahweh's even offering it to the world right now. But brethren, you'll have the power, as I brought out many, many times before. You'll have power that won't be given to this second group at all. Because you believed without seeing, you prepared, you was willing to give up all, you're willing to do whatever it takes to get into that kingdom. I'm willing to do whatever I can to help you too. But here in verse 8, praise Yahweh, chapter 4 now in verse 8, he says, again, the devil took Yahshua up into an exceeding high mountain. Well, what do you think he was offering him here? A job with an executive job where he could do this or do that, where he could bring in a lot of money. This is what the offer consists of today. Some are so close, you know, they get so close, as Yahshua said, and those who fall away, and then they stop growing. It's almost like the water is shut off, or like they can sit in the audience and they hear what I'm saying, but as the apostle said, they can't really hear what I'm saying. Or Yahshua said, you know why you're not hearing, you can't hear me? Because you can't hear my words. You can't understand my words that I'm saying to you. Well, of course, they understand it. Some of them do. Some of them will repent, but I doubt it. Yahweh gives them a child, they take it out and they give it to Baal. Yahweh gives them a wife, they take her out and give her to Baal. Now, how is Yahweh going to judge you for this? It can't be that you're worthy for the kingdom that you're supposed to be fighting for. How could he possibly decide from what you're doing here with what he has given you that it would be used to his benefit? Yeshua says the kingdom of Yahweh is like this, and he gives you many examples of what it's going to be like. He said, I didn't promise you any rose garden when I brought you here. I promised you trials and tribulation. Well, if I can get this job out here, this high-paying job, see, I can get rid of this trials and tribulation. I won't be having it anymore. Yes, you can. Sure can. You won't be having any test at all anymore, because you won't be offered any position to be tested for. Christianity has no trials and tests. They go their way, they do their play, they rise, they eat, they drink, they go to bed, they rise up to play, as Yahweh said. They eat, they drink, and tomorrow will be better than today for them. They have nothing to overcome. Jesus did it for them. That's the lie that's being put forth. You won't die. You won't die. You have an immortal soul. Well, what do I have to do then? Well, you have to accept Jesus in your heart. But I thought you said I had an immortal soul already. Why do I have to accept him in my heart? Well, you have to pay your tithe too. Pay tithe? You mean you all keep that law? Well, yeah, you have to have tithe to make this church work. Have to have tithe to pay the Pope, pay the taxes, and pay for this army here that we're supporting. Yeah, there's some things you have to do, but you said before all I had to do was accept Jesus. Well, you have to do that too. But you do have to keep some laws then. Well, one or two. Well, that's what Cain is offering you, but he's also offering you the wars that go with it. Well, look at this now. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Now, this is what he offered your Savior, which was a much higher position than you're seeking, at wherever it is you're seeking it. And he's offering you this magnificent position here was offered to Yahshua, that the Pope is now in that position. Yahshua was offered the position that the Pope now holds. Riches galore. Did you see Did you see the report on what was discovered and under the Pope got into trouble, or the Cardinals got into trouble? You know, they got caught with their evil sodomy games with the children. And there was some investigation. Well, during that investigation, some things with the richness of the Catholic Church was uncovered. Some of it, just some of it. The billions and billions of dollars. It runs into more than that, you know. I doubt if it could be counted. But they only discovered just a little bit of how rich this church is. They are also brought out the pay that the government is giving the Catholic Church for orphanages, for priests in the military. You'd be surprised. It starts at $59,000 per year for a priest to serve in the army. Now, if you're a Catholic and you want to serve as a priest, that's what they offered me, by the way. Remember, I think I told you that. They offered, if I would go ahead and accept this, a job as a priest in the army. And I said, I don't think you would want me in there, because I'm going to tell your soldier boys to lay down their weapons and turn the other cheek. But it starts at $58,000 a year. That's the starting pay. And they have thousands upon thousands of Catholic priests in the army. And in the prisons, they run the prisons, and they get paid for all of this by your taxes that you're paying right now. I'm not telling you not to pay taxes. Yeshua said, pay your taxes. And I'm telling you, don't stop paying taxes. If you're earning money, you pay your taxes. But you give it to Yahweh too. You pay Him. Don't forget Him. Tithe and offering. Now look at verse 9. He said, and said to him, I will give you all these things. And Satan has it to give, because she's the ruler of this earth right now. Yahweh has not taken his power. The only thing he does is watch his plan and bring his house through to fulfill the job that he has for them to do. If you will fall down and worship me is not there. It's serve me is the wording there that brings forth. Service in both book 1 and book 2 is worship. The word worship means serve. Serve me in my work. Her work is to destroy mankind. She don't tell anyone that, but that's her work right now that she has set her goal to do. To make man destroy himself. And Yeshua said, if heaven and earth can be destroyed, then this kingdom can be destroyed. But of course, it won't be. Yahweh's prophecies, every one of them have come true. She hasn't been able to prevent one of Yahweh's prophecies from taking place, proving she does not have the power to destroy heaven and earth. Then Yeshua said to her, you get away from me, Satan, for it is written, you get away from me. Why didn't you do this? Why on earth didn't you do this? Such a wonderful opportunity that Yahweh has given us. And here you can throw it away for pennies, for money. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Because of what is written. You know, this right here set Yeshua apart to be picked on, because the Pharisees, the Catholics, the Christians, they do not follow what is written. What do they follow? The traditions of the elders. The elders started with Cain and with the school of higher learning called Nimrod. And of course, they come down and lived in Egypt with all the rest of the 12 tribes. They were part of them. And then Samuel, they made their open show and took over the land of Israel, all except Galilee. And they went to persecuting those who would preach what Yeshua was preaching and saying, you've got to follow what is written. Well, that set him apart, and of course they started persecuting him for it. Yahweh, your father, you must reverence, and him you must serve. Did you get that? Him you must serve if you want to be a part of his kingdom. Him you must teach your children to serve. And right now is the perfect opportunity to start teaching your children to serve. Yes, you can be a part of it that way, brethren. Teach your children. Get them in these classes. Ask them, what is the peaceful solution? What does it do for you? What will it do for you and your brothers and sisters who are fighting here today over some toothpaste or a toothbrush? Go out and get you a job and get so you can buy a bunch of toothbrushes and toothpaste. That's the answer to the problem, right? I'm telling you, very soon now, children are going to be serving in Yahweh's house and could name their price for doing so. But we won't, brethren, we won't. No, the kingdom is what we want. That's seek Yahweh and his righteousness. Seek it first. And all these other things will be added unto you. The devil then left him. She would have you too if you'd have just refused her. Behold, Malachim came and ministered to him. Now when Yeshua had heard that Yochanan, the immerser, had been put into prison, yes, because of preaching that you've got to repent. You must repent, or you're going to burn in hell. That's what that's what he came saying. Yes, I'm here to baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me that is going to baptize you with fire if you don't repent. And Yeshua says in Revelations 20 and chapter 22 also, yes, I'm going to have the Malachim throw you into the lake of fire. All of those who don't bring forth this righteous fruit. Where is that going to put you when you're running down the work of Yahweh to your children and saying, no, you need to go out to the schools of higher learning, which are falling right now. You need to get you a big job after you go through this higher education. It doesn't get any higher, brethren. This is the peaceful solution. How can you get higher than that? Well, notice he said he put into prison, he withdrew, that is, back into Galilee. Then leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun of Naphtali to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah saying, and the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. You know why they called it that? This has got more people asking questions. Well, what does that mean there then if there wasn't such a thing? Well, as races. Of course, the commentators will say, yeah, there's a lot of different races living there. They're lying through their teeth. There wasn't such a thing as races. It's something to throw you off, to deceive you. The word that the prophets spoke, that the prophets wrote, they were prophets and they were people by the millions, brethren, that was listening to thee. That's the reason Yeshua had such a following. And all the time this build-up was this build-up of the 10 lost tribes was taking place, there were some tribes at work teaching this message. And yes, it spread out. Remember the Samaritan woman? She said, the woman of Samaria, the Samaritan woman that Yeshua talked to and says, I'm the one you're talking about. He says, you know, she knew the prophecies. Well, not only that, but it spread throughout these nations that were being formed by these 12 tribes outside of the tiny land of Israel. There's no way that the tiny land of Israel could contain the 12 tribes of Israel. They multiplied like the sands of the sea, like the prophecy said they were going to. You couldn't even number them. They multiplied like the stars of heaven. You couldn't even number them. How could they possibly live in Israel? But we narrow our senses down to this. And we say, you know, this can't be true. All these others out here were races. No, they were from the 12 tribes. In fact, most of the people, when this dynasty of kings, which I'll show you in the scripture itself, when this dynasty of kings that was building outside of the land of Israel, they were the ones that was forming the empires, the four empires that took place. They formed these four empires, and of course the last one was the Roman Empire that Daniel prophesied of. But these people had left the tiny land of Israel, but in capturing, they went out, of course, and they would make raids on Israel. These empires would, in building their people. And they would make raids on Israel, but they'd make raids on everyone else. The people that wouldn't accept it, they'd just kill them. They'd wipe them out. Cities, men, women, and children. This is how they got rid of a lot of people that weren't of the 12 tribes and was actually practicing other religions other than what they wanted them to teach. And when they brought them in and they didn't agree with the religions, it started causing trouble. They would go and arrest them and put them in the lion's den and so forth. This is how it was working at that time. It's still working the same way, but it's a different way of persecuting and killing. But they're still doing it. And this is what's taking place in the fourth part of the earth right now. This is about wealth, protecting the oil, the wealth of the earth, and of course about religion. And everybody know it. A lot of people know it anyway. But here now, we see that he goes back to this area right here called Galilee of the Gentiles. Well, this simply means other nations. Galilee of the other nations. Why would they call it that? Because there was literally thousands of people that was making their way back to Galilee out of being captive. They took them captive, but they didn't put them in prison or things like this. They gave them jobs. They put them in schools and gave them jobs. Well, a lot of these people, they were free to roam. They were free to do whatever they wanted to. But they had this offer made to them. Now, if they caused trouble, you know, it wasn't like they couldn't go on a vacation. It wasn't like they couldn't leave the land. They did. Shaul went traveling even after charges were brought against him. They had free travel. It was the oppression. They were owned by whatever empire it was holding them, but they didn't hold them in chains. They gave them work to do, jobs to do, and so forth. If a job was finished and they left and wasn't noticed, no one would know they were gone. Well, there were thousands of them, maybe millions, coming back to Galilee because they were looking for this prophecy to be fulfilled here about Yeshua. These were the ones that started causing trouble for Jerusalem, who was owned by Benjamin and Yada, the tribes, Benjamin and Yada. I hope me looked that up to prove it true. Well, anyway, he went back to Galilee of the nations because there were so many nations represented right there in Galilee, many, many nations. They weren't other races. They were of the 12 tribes that had heard the prophecies, but they were citizens of other places and came back, and their homes were in other towns or cities and so forth. But they came even as far away from as Rome. You find the same thing in Acts on the day that the gifts of the Holy Spirit were given out. You find the same thing as you found right here, as you see here in Galilee at this time. And that's the reason it was called that. It's for you to know. This is for you. Otherwise, he wouldn't have put it this way. He'd just have put Galilee. But he wanted you to know this. Just like he showed the story of the Samaritan woman, and she knew what was taking place, and then understood that Yeshua was the prophet. And this started that work. It started the ball to rolling, of course, for the work that he had to have for his disciples in that area later. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. You remember that prophecy in Isaiah? Seen a great light. They who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, dwell in the land of shadow of death, the threat of death hanging over them all the time for what they were teaching. Yochanan was put in prison for that reason, for what he was teaching and what was taking place in Abilene in Galilee. In the land of the shadow of death. And Yahshua says, forget about it. Don't worry about it. If you die, you're going to be resurrected. If they kill you, you'll be resurrected. What is important is to prove yourself wanting, cherishing this character education that Yahweh is sending to the world at this time. What an opportunity. Upon him the light has shined, upon them. On them that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, the light has shined. From that time, Yahshua began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. That was his training period. This was the peace that he was offering unto them. Let's go over to Yochanan 6. Yochanan 6 and look at verse 24 I've got here. Verse 24. So the people, finding that neither Yahshua nor his disciples were there, themselves got into the boat and came to Capernaum looking for Yahshua. And notice how they're gathered here looking for Yahshua. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, teacher, how did you get here? Well, this shows too that they came here to train. They came here hunting him. Look on over to chapter 14 of Yochanan. Chapter 14. This was my peace I leave with you. Look back to Luke. That's where he says, my peace I leave with you. Now look back to Luke 17. Luke 17. In verse 7. Now which of you having a servant? Now this is the peace. This is the peaceful solution. And we have it right here in the house of Yahweh right now on a small scale. It's going to get much bigger though. Now which of you, this is Luke 17 verse 7. Which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle would say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat? Or would it not rather be said, that is, in the world, not rather be said to him, prepare something so I may eat? This is the attitude of the world. This was the attitude that Yahshua was talking about when he says, you can't be this way. You've got to be a servant. The greatest people in my kingdom are going to be servants. They're not going to be rulers. They're going to be servants. Something so I may eat, then get ready and serve me until I have eaten and drunk, and afterwards you may eat and drink yourself. Well, of course, that's the world's attitude. Here, when a person gets off work, they can go immediately and get their meal and sit down and relax. What a blessing. I was talking to a person not too long ago. They had a government job. And they drove something like 70 miles, I think it was, a day, or maybe in one direction. But they drove to get to that job. They bought some land. And they worked like for almost all their life to pay for that. And they came to the house of Yahweh, and this was the beautiful part. They came to the house of Yahweh, and they saw, they said, the peace that Yahweh was giving to his people. And they never went back. I thought that was so beautiful, and what faith, what great faith that is, that this could take place. And I saw this, and I've read about it in Scripture, but I see it in Yahweh's house. Look over to Matthew 7 again. Matthew, the 7th chapter, because Yahweh says, seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek it. And of course, you have a hard time seeking the kingdom of heaven out there in the world. I guarantee you, it's the hardest thing in the world to seek. Yahweh makes it simple and easy here because we have teachers day and night, 7 days a week. We have teachers that is ready to train everyone in the peace that Yahshua gave to his disciples that is being offered to the world at this time. But chapter 7 of Matthew and verse 13, it says, enter in through the narrow gate. You know, to do this right here, you've got to prepare yourself. You've got to learn. You've got to learn the laws of Yahweh. You've got to learn the prophecies. You've got to know where the work is. You've got to be a part of this work. All of these things were taught by Yahshua in telling his disciples, now I've showed you the peace of Yahweh, and I'm going to leave it with you. And this you're going to have to teach the world. This was a training, a whole system of religion that Yahshua gave to his disciples. And he says, enter in this narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that is going to go that way. Well, he's talking about the same romance with the world that the Satan had offered him, and he turned it down. If Yahshua had had children other than the disciples, he would have been bringing them up in the way he brought his disciples up. He was an example to you, the parents of the children today, or to yourself. Praise Yahweh. If you can't correct yourself, you couldn't correct a child, could you? People think of Cain's way of correction, too, when they think of correcting a child. When they should set a child down and teach that child, they take the quick and easy way out, spank the child. They should spank themselves in 99% of the cases. But they should set the child down and teach the child another lesson in the peaceful solution. And sit there asking him questions. And if he doesn't know the answer, teach him again. And if he doesn't know the answer, teach him again. Until the child gets it in his mind and can answer you and tell you what you're wanting him to receive from the peaceful solution. And in that way, you will give him the peace that Yahshua left with his disciples. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is this way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. You know, it is, brethren. First off, you've got to go to the place that Yahweh chooses to place his name. There is no salvation any other place. And then you've got to obey the priest that teaches you. If you rebel against the priest, you're rebelling against Yahweh himself. Now, Yahweh said in teaching, he said, you've got to believe the prophecies. Yahshua says you're a fool if you don't believe the prophecies. Every prophecy about Yahweh's work has been presented to you here in this house. How long did it take you to learn that? Man, years we've spent teaching you the prophecies just of Yahweh's house, the two witnesses, the work that we're going to be doing and where that work is going to lead. How did I know that there was going to be children, my children, that was actually going to be teaching character education? I saw it in the prophecies. And I said, we have got to establish schools that will teach these holy scriptures. And we've got to establish a program to where the children can learn this step by step so they won't be pulled out of this way and deceived. And of course, Yahweh shows you what deception, how easily it gets started with a word or a phrase. Has Yahweh said this? You know, that question is asked many times in the house. Has Yahweh said this? Oh, you don't have to listen to that. You don't have to go to that workshop. You don't have to go to counseling. You don't have to confess your sin. No, not if you don't want to get into the kingdom of Yahweh, you don't. You can go out and be a Christian right here in the house. But if you want to be part of the kingdom, brethren, you've got to set your heart and train for it. It doesn't come easy to learn these things and be able to answer it. What is the peaceful solution? What will it do? How do you stop bullying with the peaceful solution? How do you do this? How will it correct a school? How will it bring peace to the earth? Could you answer those? The answers are here and they're being taught if you'll just come and sit and listen to it. Look, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing saying, I can give you this position where you can make gobs and gobs of money. That's what they said to Yeshua, and he turned it down. He said, no, I'm at the place I want to be in Yahweh's kingdom, in Yahweh's work. I'm going to serve him, he says. Praise Yahweh. You'll know them by their fruit. Look at 17. Every righteous tree brings forth righteous fruit, but the tree of evil brings forth iniquity. Brings forth iniquity. No, you don't have to do this, Satan says. You got an immortal soul. Reincarnation. Haven't you ever heard of that? The Masons have heard of it. That's their language. Masons. Masons. Lawyers. Scribes. They're all the same thing. Scribes. It means the lawyers, attorneys. Masons. It means those who have the hidden secrets of Satan, of the Queen of Heaven. A righteous tree cannot bring forth iniquity, nor can a tree of evil bring forth righteousness. No, they're going to bring forth the way of Cain. You won't get peace in the world. That's not the peace that Yahweh offers you. Every tree which does not bring forth righteous fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Well, you've been brought here for the reason to bring forth this righteous fruit. We're teachers. We're teaching teachers. Today, our children are saying, let me answer your question. I want to answer it instead of the elder, instead of the bigger priest here standing behind me. And the people are amazed. I was told that what went on yesterday in along with the teachers, it was so amazing because the people that heard our children teaching them what the peaceful solution would do for them, they're doing it again today. But these are teachers. We have our teachers here, young children. They got Kohans with them and Kohanas. But they're teaching teachers of the world today. Praise Yahweh. I love you, brethren. We got a rough road to hoe, as they said in Oklahoma. This is a rough road, but we're going to hoe it. And we can all be there together, brethren, if you'll just make some changes. Make some changes and work for this peaceful solution. Always. I love you. Yahweh bless you.